Does thinking about the world's problems leave you hopeless? Are you tired of feeling like there's nothing we can do? Well, you're in the right place, because this is the official Building a Better World podcast. And now, here's your host, co-author of Building a Better World in Your Backyard, Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys, Sean Clausen Coop.
Hello, and welcome to the Building a Better World podcast. My name is Sean Clausen Coop, and welcome to episode number 25, the second last episode in this series. Thanks so much for tuning in today. In the last episode, I talked about two fictional characters, Ferd and Gert, and how if we find a way to live where we need much less and want much less, then we can potentially live a very wonderful life and retire far earlier than the average person. In this episode, I'm going to go into some tips and some strategies as to how we might get there. And there are many ways to get there, but we'll talk about one or two of those in this episode. But before we get into today's topic, I just want to thank everyone again who has purchased the book, whether that's the physical book, the ebook, or the audiobook. And if you've left a review, I just want to say an extra special thank you to you for taking a couple minutes out of your life to do that. It really helps other people know if the book is a good fit for them, and really helps us as well in trying to spread these ideas to hopefully build a better world together. If you haven't left a review yet and you've read the book, I'd appreciate you taking just a couple minutes to do that. You can do that at Amazon or at Goodreads or anywhere else that you can leave a book review. So thanks so much for that. And if you haven't read the book yet, you can feel free to check that out at buildingabetterworldbook.com. All right, so we're talking about strategies for retiring early today and saving a lot of money and generally not having to work a job for very long. So in order to do so, the first ideas are ones that are presented in other people's books, and I'm going to mention those books here. And the first one is Mortgage Free by Rob Roy. And Rob read the early manuscript of our book and presented some great feedback, so thanks to Rob for that. And Mortgage Free is a great book, and there's lots of good stuff in there. But to summarize the whole thing in like 30 seconds, the general strategy is to keep working your job and figure out a way to drastically reduce your expenses and save up a big gob of cash. And then with that cash, you're going to buy a piece of land without a loan. And then you're going to build a tiny little shack on that land. And you're going to move into that shack, and you're still working your job and still living extremely frugally, and now you don't have to pay rent because you're like living in a shack. And then as you bring in money, you're going to slowly renovate that shack into a bigger and nicer home. And this strategy has worked for many people and is definitely a big way to get a home without a mortgage and never have to pay the interest on a mortgage. Now, obviously, some people aren't into living in a shack. That's fair enough. And I have another strategy later on that might be a better fit for you. The second book that I want to draw to your attention is Early Retirement Extreme by Jacob Lund Fisker. And Jacob also read our chapter on financial strategies and provided some helpful feedback. So thanks to Jacob for that. And in Jacob's book, he shares how he was able to retire by the age, I think by the age of 30. And I could have that off by a few years. And basically, the strategy was figure out a way to drastically reduce your expenses by like 75% or so. Maybe get your expenses down below $500 a month, which sounds like kind of crazy low, but he has suggestions in his book for how to do this. And then you're going to take the money that you're saving and you're going to invest it. And you're going to invest it and invest it and invest it until you have so much invested that the money you're making off your investments is enough to live off of, and then you can retire. So that's an extreme example, and he talks about how, you know, for some people it might be retiring in 3 years, some people maybe in 10 years, it'll look different for everybody. So that's another strategy. But for me, personally, I feel like investing is often kind of like gambling, and a lot of the times investing is done into companies that I don't believe in and I don't appreciate. And so I would like a bit of a different strategy and different approach. And so I'm going to share some more ideas here for you. The next concept I want to introduce is the idea of passive income. And some people call this residual income. Some people might even call this royalties. But basically, the idea is that you're detaching yourself from the concept of hourly wage. And so instead of doing 1 hour of work and getting a certain amount of money for every hour that you're putting in, you're putting in an hour of work, and you're going to slowly reap the benefits of that hour over time. So one example for you is I wrote a book, Building a Better World in Your Backyard, and I put in a lot of time. It's not easy. But then now I have a book that I could sell for the rest of my life and slowly bring in an income over that. And a book is just one example. There's many different ideas. Some people are, you know, social media influencers. Some are content marketers. Some are affiliate marketers. So affiliate marketing, for those of you who aren't familiar, is the idea of helping your audience connect to other people's resources. So instead of writing a book, you could tell people about somebody else's book and get a cut of that. And so there's a lot of different ways that you can earn passive income, and it's not no work, and it's not truly passive forever. There's always a little bit of work to do to tell people about it. But I think that there's a lot to be said for doing some work now and working hard now and bringing in some income over time. And there is a lot of opportunity in this space to do it in a place where you are excited about it and on topics that you are excited about. And I have seen people making passive income off of the weirdest subjects, you know, the things you would never expect possible, and yet they're still able to do it because we have the internet. And there are almost always other people in the world who are interested in what you're interested in. So that's a strategy for you right there. And the key is, there's two keys, I think. One is, if you want to take this route, you need to just try. You need to try doing some things and see what happens. And the second one is that not everything is going to work well. Some things might lose you money. Some things might make you money. Some things might make you a lot of money. But if you're helping people, I think that's the most important part of it, is try to help people. And in the end, if you're giving them lots of great content and information or providing value to people, I think you will receive the benefits in the end. So now that these ideas are all kind of floating around in your brain, I want to bring to attention a plan that is different from the mortgage-free and early retirement extreme approaches. And both of those approaches involved living extremely frugally. And in our book, Building a Better World in Your Backyard, we specifically wrote it with the idea of living a more luxuriant life. And for some people, more luxuriant might be still, you know, drastically reduced expenses. But some people, living extremely frugally isn't going to be their thing. And so we came up for a strategy for those people. And we came up with a title for it called the Better Extreme Early Retirement Plan. And Better Extreme Early Retirement is an acronym, BEER. So we suspect that people will like this idea more than the other ones because of mysterious subliminal reasons. And you know it's a good plan because it spells something. But here's the general approach of the BEER plan. And it is, continue working your regular job, and for a couple of hours a week, try and do something that you enjoy that could lead to passive income. Maybe it's writing blog posts. Maybe it's starting a podcast. Maybe you like to do videos or graphic design or something like that. But for a couple hours a week, every week, do something that's going to lead towards passive income. And then in time, it's possible that you might be earning just as much with your passive income as you are at your other job. And so you're saving up a whole bunch amount of money, and then you could go and buy your land. And if you're into Rob Roy's mortgage-free approach, then you could go, you know, live in a shack, or you could keep doing this approach and eventually save up even more money and pay someone to build your house for you and then just move into a house. That's a strategy that can work for people. And eventually you might get to the point where your expenses are tiny because you have a house paid for and you're going to have this huge garden and all of these wonderful things on your land, that your expenses are so low and you have these passive income streams coming in that maybe you no longer need that regular job and you can just live comfortably off the land and keep up your passive income streams. Or maybe you just decide to retire early. That's up to you, whatever feels like a good fit for you. But this is just an introduction to the idea that we don't necessarily have to work for our whole lives at jobs that we hate, and that there are ways that we can achieve Goethehood and live a very enjoyable life out in nature and connected to nature without stressing about mortgage payments or bill payments or any of those sorts of things. And so there are other ways to achieve this, and there are strategies that will feel better to some people than for others. But I hope that this got you excited about the idea of having an early retirement, and early retirement is going to look different for everybody. Maybe for one person, it's sitting around in a hammock and reading all the books they've always wanted to read. And maybe for somebody else, it's having an opportunity to start a business that they've always wanted to do, but never had the opportunity or the time to start. So that's what I would like to leave you with today. And we go into this in a bit more detail in our book. And there's a lot more details about these sorts of ideas online. But I hope that you're excited about this idea. And in the next episode is our last episode of this podcast series. And I'm going to talk about where do we go from here. So I hope you'll tune in for that, the last one. If you made it this far, it'd be nice to have you for one last episode. In the meantime, if you've enjoyed this podcast series, or even if you've especially enjoyed this podcast episode, I would invite you to tell a friend about the podcast, and hopefully these ideas can be helpful and inspiring to them and help build a better world together. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more about building a better world in your backyard, saving money, and living a more luxuriant life, all without being angry at bad guys, please visit buildingabetterworldbook.com.